Coach's Insight continuing here on CARE 93.7, getting you set for week two of high school football tomorrow night. And we are now pleased to be joined by Jefferson County North head coach, that is Jeff Schneider. His team got off to a great start last week, 50-8, victorious over Pleasant Ridge on the road. We'll kind of dive into it momentarily, but Coach had to feel pretty good to just get out there week one and then obviously win big like you did.
Yeah, you know, this. You know, week one is always exciting every year. It rolls around. At that point, you've put in your summer work. You've had your camp, been going through first several weeks of practice, you know, been pretty hot. So I think there's a lot of anticipation for week one, the build up to it, those sort of things. I mean, very nice for us to go out. I thought we played pretty well overall. Very nice to go out and get a win. But, you know, to kick off the season is always, I think, everywhere across the state is always very exciting.
Let's talk about Grady Knoll for a second. 280 yards, four touchdowns on the ground, just an absolute monster game from him. How was the development throughout the kind of the preseason and the practices leading up to this game, and then just kind of seeing him go out there on Friday and do what he did?
Well, obviously, he played well. So he put up terrific numbers. You know, I think a lot of that credit goes to the offensive lineup in front of him. And I think Grady tell you the same thing. You know, they didn't play the front that we thought they were going to right away, and it took us a couple series to kind of get our rules down and get some adjustments. And then once we did, I thought our offensive line played well. Thought he hit the holes and made cuts with explosion, which was terrific. You know, he got an opportunity to start for us about half of the season last year because of an injury to our senior running back. So he had some experience underneath his belt, and I think you could see his confidence growing as the game would progress. But, you know, the flip of that, you know, he had some yards and touchdowns on the offensive side, but I thought probably the most critical play that he made was on the defensive side. It was early second quarter, and at that point the game was tied 8-8. PR is just they just got us to turn the ball over on downs and they're beginning their drive, and he had a pick six, and you know, at that point put us back on the board, gave us the lead, gave us a lot of energy, and it carried us well into the second quarter at that point. So
yeah, I mentioned Grady with his big numbers offensively, big credit to the offensive line and just the offense as a whole. Plus, you mentioned he made a big play on defense. And then real quick, again, just the efficiency of the offense, 400-plus yards, but moving the chains 25 times, being efficient, and just getting that many first downs, and just seemed like P. Ridge just didn't have much of an answer. Just the efficiency of the offense and what you thought there.
Well, it's one thing that we try to stress in our practice and our film time, and to our guys is, you know, third down conversions are big. Every level of football, they're big. If you convert them, you get to keep the ball. If you don't, you got to give it away. And you know, we were able to move them. We made some nice plays. You know, we got into a few more third and shorts. That was a positive for us. You like to keep them, you know, keep ahead of the chains in that regard. We were able to do that. And like I said, I thought our offensive line played very well. I thought they moved the line of scrimmage, and whenever we did run the ball, I thought we ran it with a lot of confidence and a lot of efficiency.
50-8, again, victorious for Jefferson County North at Pleasant Ridge, so a 1-0 start for the Chargers. And let's talk about the Week 2 matchup coming up tomorrow night. You get a home game for the first time this year, and you welcome in the defending league champs in ACCHS. They were certainly very stout in their first win, 44-6 over Valley Falls. What kind of challenges are they going to bring? And it's ultimately a very big game in the NEKL early here on in the season.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, ACCHS is a terrific team. You know, they're a very senior-laden team, so they have a lot of experience coming off a terrific year for them last year, like you said, returning league champs. They have size, you know, they have athletes. You know, they got mid-30s, I think, on their roster, so obviously have some depth. We're going to have our hands full. You know, from the first snap, we're going to have our hands full. The one thing we try to talk to our players is, you know, we want to get a little bit better each week and focus on what is ahead of you. You know, coming off of a Labor Day weekend when your school week's a little bit, you know, out of kilter, those sort of things, if you're spending time looking behind you and what you've done instead of looking ahead of you and what the opportunity is, you're gonna stub your toe on it and trip right over it. So we're trying to keep our focus there and just, like I said, try to get a little bit better in our execution on both sides of the ball. And, you know, aside from them being a terrific team, they're a brand-new team on our schedule. We talked about that in the early season here, the first week interviews. You know, we have our eight regular season opponents, five of them are brand new. And here we are, you know, week two with a brand new team, a very good team. And like I said, we got to play well to have any success.
is defense the big key in terms of preparation for this week? In terms of what they are doing with the running game, their quarterback Bryson Lee, very efficient passing, 9 of 11 last week, but just for 80 yards, but he did a lot of damage with his legs, 165 on the ground. Then they have a sophomore running back, Easton Schlenzbaum, who went for 156 on just 15 carries. What's it going to take to kind of control that running game and put yourself in a position to kind of slow that part down?
Well, like I said, to add on to everything you said, he's a veteran quarterback coming back as well, too. So he's a multiple-year starter for him. So, a lot of positives for him and for their team. I thought they spread the ball around really well. Like I said, they're efficient in the pass. They were good in the run game. They got size up front. So I think, defensively, we got to read our keys. We got to make sure that we do our jobs and then tackle. Going back to week one, one of the things that we had success in was creating turnovers. We led the turnover margin. And I think with any battle with a quality team, you've got to get some of those and make sure you limit on your end. So I think that'll be a key factor as well, too. But yeah, so they're a good team. We're going to go in, first home game, excited about that, excited about the opportunity. Just go in and again, try to have a fun time playing. We're going to try to get a little bit better and just improve execution overall.
Certainly a marquee matchup in the Northeast Kansas League here in Week 2 tomorrow night as Jefferson County North plays host to the defending league champs in ACCHS. Jeff Schneider joining us here, Jefferson County North head coach. We always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow night. It's a ball game you can hear right here on KARE 93.7, pregame just shy of the 7 o'clock kick. Coach, again, thanks. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Appreciate your time. Thanks.